Yeah, better. Yeah, yeah, a lot better. And, you know, went through protocol last week, and then just kind of went by the rules and ended everything that was, you know, the process of that, and stayed in tune with the game plan and just, you know, stayed in it.
Had you ever had a concussion before, and was it at all scary?
I did in high school, like my freshman year of high school. I remember I had one. Don't really remember, you know, all the symptoms, everything. It was so long ago, but yeah, I mean, it was. I knew something wasn't right, you know, obviously, and you know, they could tell, and our trainers could tell, and just, you know, being smart about it, precautionary, and you know, just me the whole week. Obviously, I wanted to be out there, and it was a little frustrating, but just, you know, following protocol and you know, taking care of us, and just being smart with everything.
How tough was it to lead that game, or lead a drive, down into the red zone, and then to miss a game?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I was obviously very upset. You know, and it's tough when you game plan all week, get ready and you prepare, and things are rolling, things are going your way a little bit, and then, you know, something like that happens. You know, that you can't prevent, and it's a little unfortunate, but it's a learning process. You know, and it's football, and it's a violent game, and there's going to be injuries and different things that happen you can't control that. You know, you just got to learn from and grow from. No, I'm just preparing. You know, I just continue to prepare this week and get back into it. And Coach Jackson, you know, came up to me and said, you know, just get back into it and get comfortable. So, you know, my process right now is just the same thing I've been doing all week. You know, if that's what it is, then, you know, I'll be ready to go. And if not, then, you know, I'll continue to support Josh and just, you know, staying in tune. And even back when, you know, I was, you know, the first couple weeks of the season, just continue to prepare, you know, for whatever happens Sunday.
When you look back at the play, you're obviously stepping up, and then you made a little shovel pass, and it was bang bang, and you got hit.
Yeah.
And Coach kind of said, you know, hey, if we're looking at that play on film with Cody, we're going to tell him to throw away. I know you're trying to make a play, and you did make a play. Mm-hmm. So how do you kind of look at that play, and do you think you do the same thing over again?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the middle of the play, you know, obviously you're just trying to make something happen, and you know, just being very competitive, you know, obviously I'm trying to, you know, make something happen on a scramble, but. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, checking it down maybe the other side to Crow, instead of, you know, trying to, you know, get more yards or just throwing it away and moving on. But like you said, you know, it was kind of a bang-bang play, and it happened really fast, and it was just unfortunate. But at the same time, you know, Coach Jackson's right. You know, I got to be smarter with the football and check it down. If it's not there, you know, eliminate some of those hits by getting rid of the football a little bit quicker and throwing it away.
It felt like you had a bunch of momentum going. You were getting better each week. Mm-hmm. How tough is it to have that stopped by the injury, and then if Coach decides to stick with Joe?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the same for me. Like I said, the process and everything. And fortunately, last week, obviously, I couldn't do anything physical and different things like that. But, you know, I took my iPad home. I was watching film, doing everything I can with that, and staying in tune with the game plan. You know, couldn't go out to the practice or get any of the physical reps. But mentally, I tried to do as much as possible within the protocol, you know, that I could. And just trying to pick back up where I left off, you know, continue to grow and keep my same process and preparation this week, and continue to fix things or improve things that, you know, maybe didn't go as well the last couple of weeks.
Cody, can you talk about the prospect of having Corey Coleman back out there for the opportunity to play with him?
Yeah, Corey's awesome. He's a great player. I know he's been wanting really badly to get back out there, and he's just gone through his whole injury process. But, yeah, I mean, he's excited, and you know, he's ready to go. And the coolest part about it was, you know, at practice, he was staying in tune, and it really helped him to get a big mental jump, you know, on everything and take this time and use it wisely to stay in the playbook. And he's done that great, you know, so he's excited to be back out there in full go, and it'll be exciting today to have him.
What do you think he can do for the offense when he's out there opposite Pryor?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's another deep threat. He's another guy that can stretch the ball vertically, but also just very explosive, you know, and it's hard to cover, you know, both guys. When you have two guys that are that explosive, and Corey's the type of guy that, you know, he can get the ball anywhere on the field and take it the distance. And Terrell is also the same way, you know. So when you have two of them as a quarterback, you're very fortunate and very lucky, and even younger guys, you know, and Hawk, same way too. So we got some great threats at receiver, and having Corey back is adding another one to it.
How about Dak Prescott? Can you just talk about, mm-hmm. You know, have you been watching his progress of the season?
Yeah, Dak's one of my really good friends. I've known Dak for about 3 or 4 years now. But he's been doing great. Obviously, he's having a lot of success, and you know, I'm proud of him, and he's doing a great job. And, you know, it's going to be exciting, you know, to see him out there Sunday. And, you know, just this whole week, obviously we won't talk that much. But just any rookies, you know, guys that you know and you train together and you've worked together and you've seen them have success, it's obviously something that is exciting, you know, as your rookie class.
How did you guys become close?
The first time was at the Manning camp in Louisiana. We went out there and you know, got to know each other really well, and then went back again the second year, and just obviously throughout the whole combine process and everything, and we've talked, you know, on the phone, you know, throughout our careers and everything. So just been, you know, good friends, and always, you know, been fans of each other and helping each other out.
Is he setting the bar pretty high this year?
Yeah,
in terms of victory?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Dak's playing great. He's playing great football, and that's just who he is. He's a great competitor, you know, and he's a guy that loves the game, and you know, and he's doing a great job for that team. And you know, like I said, it's cool to see other rookies have success.
Did you guys have any friendly discussions about who get drafted higher or anything like that?
No. I think we were all pretty kind of nervous through that whole process. So we kind of just focused on, you know, us preparing well and playing well and at the combine or pro day, whatever it may be. But no, we never really talked about any of that.
Are you going to go to the game tonight?
No, unfortunately not. I'll probably be here. So I'll maybe turn it on here and in one of the meeting rooms.
Were you out on the field Sunday, or did you have to watch somewhere else?
No, I was not. I had to watch from the injury suite up top, but which is another thing, which was tough, but it's part of the protocol and everything. So, gave me a different view, you know, of the game. Obviously, and watching different things that I was trying to pick out, but no, unfortunately, I couldn't miss out.
If you're able to, if you end up starting Sunday, I mean, obviously, you're, you know, preparing for the Cowboys. What do you see from them defensively?
Yeah, they're very, you know, smart, fast football team. You know, their motto is kind of, you know, line up and get after the ball, and they do a great job of that, you know, and they're a very sound football team. They're always in the right spot. They mix coverage as well, do different things, but it's just on us. You know, we got to continue to execute and prepare the right way and do the right things and you know, put a lot of emphasis on technique and everything this week in practice to prepare for that.
Do